That is Steely Dan there. Let me turn my fan off because I don't need that. Now, here is an interesting thing here. I got lots of range here on the vocal tracks now. Alex, what's that about, man? What is up with that? Was this cranked up a little bit today? Is it because we increased the limiting? How would that be? Not the limiting. Is it because test? Wait a second, man. Oh, here we go. Test. Yes. Test. So I'm just, you guys are going to have to just deal with this, you know, as we test. Phil Hendry Show here, checking our limiter, actually checking our compressor, our compression right now, because we've had some very squirrely readings, man. Is it because the master? No, the master only has one little itsy-bitsy piece of... Testing. Because we backed the limiter on the master off, maybe. Is that it? But we increased the limiter on... I increased the limiter on my microphone. Anyway, Phil Hendry Show, and I'm reading in a normal voice here, and I'm talking in a normal voice here, and it sure is... It's way hotter than it was yesterday, man. Is that because we did what? What did we change? What was changed? Very interesting. This is the day of the expanding dork. Hold on, I gotta change something here, man. This is the day of the expanding man. I do to the deed, Uh-oh. Sorry. Momentary faux pas, sorry. Here we go. I'm very befuddled by that. Very, very befuddled by that. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. See, I like to see a nice range when I'm looking at the modulation. I want to make sure that we're using all that we can, you know. Who knows, at the end of the day, when we eventually make it into your, iPhone, onto your desktop, into your iTunes receiver, whatever it is. And most of you guys are probably listening to this on earbuds, I would think. Who knows what it sounds like? But what we have to do is deliver to you the finished processed product. Now, I know we say we don't use any processing. We don't do any fancy shit to help with the voices. You know, when I do the character voices, we don't do anything there. We're not pre-recording or anything like that, as you guys who watch the show live know. But what we certainly do, is that we do process. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, man, we do a lot of that. You love that, man. Okay. Yeah, because you see, very important, man. So we're booking episode 2 of, and because you are BSPs and because you are entitled to the inside information, you can now know that we have booked 2 of the 3. We're going to do 3. Instead of 4. I think 3 is manageable. I think 3 is workable. I think 3 is a beautiful thing. So we have booked Matt Besser, one of the founding geniuses behind Upright Citizens Brigade, especially here in L.A., but Matt, well-known to actors and audiences of that great, great troupe of people. And Matt's also been on television and been in film, and he's... just a terrific, terrifically funny guy, man. And as an improv artist, you can't ask for really anything better. I mean, I guess to me, that's what it's about. You know, it's not just people that perform, but people that also create, you know, that actually, and creating in the improv sense is like mind-fuckingly exciting. Here's another guy I'm trying to get, Jimmy Pardo. Jimmy, where you at, man? You haven't returned emails. It's okay. I'm sure Jimmy's fine. But we've also booked our good friend Horatio Sants, who is a terrific, veteran of Saturday Night Live, funny actor, comic actor, and a guy that helped me a lot with my one-man show, I can tell you, huge amounts. I mean, this is a guy that got in the car and drove all the fucking way out to Ontario to watch me. Not that there's anything wrong with Ontario, but man, it's a long goddamn way from Echo Park, you know, and points west. So for him to jump in the car and come all the way out and not even, I had his name at the door, but I don't even think he checked will call. I think he just, you know, paid his way in. I mean, that's the kind of guy he is. He's a great guy, and he's funny as hell and creative as hell. And like I say, he's a former SNL cast member like Dave Koechner and... So it'll be great to hear from him. I got some other, vines out there, as they say. Band as those things do. Now, today on the show...
Yes.
Phil, I want to have on the show today Rev Wilson. Rev was at Los Casablanca. Now, what is Los Casablanca? Los Casablanca is a wonderful, wonderful... These are wonderful people. In the city of Malibu, they are... A drug rehabilitation, and Rev is with us. Rev, how are you?
I'm feeling much better. I'm feeling much better, really. Feeling much, much better, thank you.
I wonder who Rev could be.
I'm feeling much better. Yes, I'm feeling much better. Well, I'm feeling much, much... Yes, and I'm feeling much better, you know. Well, it's a task, I think, that's... can be quite daunting. Well, I'm feeling much better, thank you. And it's a task that's quite daunting to struggle with that. The problems that I had with my life and finally get rid of those problems, you can...
Rev Duncan, I think, is this guy's name. And Rev Duncan... This is the day of the expanding dick. You know I had to say that. The, show open. Bob Bacon, wait a minute. Bob Bacon, Oh, Harvey Wyman.
Los Casablanca is one of the, I really hope it'll be one of the premier places, one of the premier drug rehabilitation places on the West Coast. I think it is needed because we have an awful lot of physical facilities, but we don't have, I think, that place. This is a place that is going to be tough on the, most of the people we get are actors. I'm a failed actor. I tried and I decided to go into it, but when we get the actors, and I see people who are throwing away perfectly good opportunity. I love to sweat them. I'll put them in cages, and I'll mock them. And I'll turn fire hoses on them, and I throw them fresh red meat and physically abuse them. And so this is what Malibu has needed for a long time, to slap them across the face, to kick them in the gut. And
well, wait a minute. I mean, when does this turn into abuse?
Phil, this is not abuse.
No, you have to understand, Rev knows what he's doing.
Well, Rev may know what he's doing.
I do, General. I can assure you I do. I'm not a man. I do, General. I can assure you that I do. I'm not the kind of man to be trifled with, either. If I were you, I would not trifle with... Please don't trifle with me, General. Please. Well, I'm not the kind of man to be trifled with, you know. I'm just not that kind of a man that you're going to want to trifle with. I think you want to ensure that... Please don't trifle with me, please. Yes, thank you. I'm calling. Thank you. Yes, thank you. I'm talking to you from my office here. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. I'm talking to you from my office here. Yes, thank you. I'm talking to you here from my office. thank you, thank you. But I'm talking to you from my office here. Thank you. I'm talking. I was an actor for quite some time. I didn't succeed, and so I've felt for the longest time that what I've needed more than anything else is an opportunity. Right now, I have to, shit. I've got to, do this. So Bob Bakian will be here. And then Rev is there, yes. All right.
I got to change the EQ on Rev.
Most of the actors that we have here, what are you doing out of your room?
I wanted to get a drink of water.
I just wanted to get a drink of water or something.
You don't get water. Go back in the back. Go ahead and help Mr. Davies. You're not supposed to be out of your room. Go back in your room.
What are you doing to that man?
That's none of your concern, Mr. Henry. I understand these junkies. They're poor, disgusting junkies, which is what I was at one time. I was a disgusting junkie. Mr. Henry, I was a disgusting junk. Mr. Henry, I was a disgusting junkie. Junkie. Mr. Henry, I was a disgusting junkie. Yes. Yes, well, Mr. Henry, I was a disgusting junkie. I don't think it's the kind of thing that you'd want. I don't think it's the kind of thing that you'd want to. I was a disgusting junkie at one time. And through my trials and tribulations of treatment, I was able to pull myself up. I could have been a great actor. Instead, here I am in Malibu, California. I opened this house with the help of some relatives who gave me money, and now I can bring the actors here and help rehabilitate them.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're rehabilitating anybody.
And I can rehabilitate them.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're rehabilitating anybody. It sounds like you're torturing them.
Oh, that's ridiculous to torture them.
I heard the way you hit that man.
I did. He was not hit at all. There was a slapping. You understand that these are people, please. They want this. They need this.
Change EQ. This is the sing of the expanding dwarf. And, all right. I think we're, I think we're as good as we're going to be, man. Sue me if... Oh, fuck. I wonder if we have the sound of a nut house or the sound. Oh, Jim. That's what I want. I wonder if we have the sound of a nut house. Oh, no. I know. A Jim. There it is. I need one of the I forget which one it was. One of the characters had something, a little piece of business. I can't remember what it was. Jagger's character of her, the woman, there you go, Jay Santos. R.C. Collins.
I am trying to remember a piece of business I had for one of the characters.
I can't remember now. God damn it. Well, I'll remember it. I think. I should. I might. I could. This is the day of the expanding man. Sue me if I play too long. We have the fan on in the background. I apologize for that. Mr. Jack.
Rightfield, thank you very much. Rightfield, thank you very much. And round the turn they go. And right now they're in the front of the track. Right in the front of the pack, I should say. You see them.
Who are these guys? Is that Dan? We used to call Dan LeBatard, you know that dude that's on? We used to call him when we were in Miami, Dan the Bastard. I know it probably doesn't sound original now, but at the time it was very funny. That's what Neil called him, Dan the Bastard.
Right now, up there in front of everyone, you can see how they're very painfully evident there in the front of the car. It's Daniel Gaius.
All right. Next thing we do here, man, is go and check and see what Harvey's got for news. Learn to work the saxophone. Man bitten by shark on Adderbeck is seventh this summer. Shark attack. I think Harvey's going to have to do this one, man. And this is definitely Doubter, don't you think? Who else? I'll play just what I... Hillary Clinton taps at a vein of support among gay voters. Budgets on Greece's debt. Strugglers continue. Not so fast. Lawmakers poised to fight Obama on Cuba. Ambassador pick. Morgan Brian's collision raises scrutiny of FIA concussion rates. Former Tottenham boss Harry Redknapp backs Arsenal to win Premier League. Reading Obama. Ted Cruz defends Donald Trump. You know, I don't know, and if Ted Cruz, I wonder if Ted Cruz is turning it over to Trump. You know, Ted Cruz is probably at this point wondering, you know, can he get elected? I mean, is he really a viable presidential candidate? But the thing of it is to kind of get the conversation out there for that side. Trump may be the guy. I mean, that for that side of the Republican Party. As cuckoo as he may be to a lot of people, he's got, you know, a fair amount of support there on that far right, you know, Tea Party end of things. And Cruz doesn't even show up in these fucking polls. I mean, I'm not saying that he's not there, but he's not even among the top five or six. It's pretty fucking early. I understand that. It's a whole year and a few months. At this time in 2007, Obama was nowhere, man. Going into the summer of 2007, it was Giuliani and Clinton. Giuliani and Clinton, Giuliani and Clinton. That was... And Clinton just got steamrolled by Obama. And Giuliani faded. He just gave up. I mean, I really think Giuliani just chickened out, you know. That's just me. 13 attacks kill 100... Nicholas Winton is dead at 106, saved children from the Holocaust. Wow, that's pretty fucking heavy, man. Pretty fucking heavy. Man, that's heavy, dude. Nicholas Winton. Now here, I'll put it up on the screen for you. Nicholas Winton saved children from the Holocaust. He's just died at 106. Let's see here. I'm having a hard time opening this. I think I got to turn my... ...22 minutes. All right.
Call me Deacon Blues.
You could head out today and do something like this. Now this would, it'd be pretty fucking.
This is the way of the expanding man. I'll make it my home, sweet home. I'll learn to work.
All right. Sorry for all the dead air, but you know what? Sometimes it's just like that, man.
Yes, this is the, thank you, Phil. Well, we've had a wonderful and rewarding time. Well, we've had a wonderful and rewarding time doing this great work, and we hope we can continue to. Well, we've had a wonderful and we've had a wonderful recording. We've had a wonderful time of.
Okay. This is the day of the expanding man.
Sue me if I play too long.
So we got here, man. Body king, 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 king. Body king, 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 and see metal.
Is there gas in the car?
All right, we ready, man? Minutes. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Man,
you ain't gotta worry about that.
I'm facing.
I like that.
Good morning, everyone. This is Margaret Gray here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. All right, I think we're just about ready. If not, we'd better be.
And begin.